fresh off vacation from the Outer Banks, and it was spring break, so we decided that the Outer Banks is where we were going to go. And part of the reason we decided to go to the Outer Banks is because my husband's aunt just moved there. And while we were on vacation, a member of my family was attacked by a dog.
Ooh.
It was my husband, Ben.
Oh, no. Boy.
And it was his own aunt's dog.
She can sense something was off.
Oh, my God. It was so bad.
Did the, just asking the question, did the aunt's dog typically, was it typically aggressive?
No, this is our first time meeting this dog. And I mean, it's, the dog is in every photo because, okay, so my aunt or Ben's aunt moved to the Outer Banks. She was living in Wake Forest, just like outside of Raleigh, right? Mm-hmm. So she, her husband passed away and she decided, I'm just going to move to the Outer Banks, is where she's always wanted to be. While she was there, she adopted a dog. And so we've been, you know, keeping up with her, and we see that this dog is in all of the pictures. It's like this little terrier mix.
Mm-hmm.
And but we've never met it in real life yet. So we go to her house one afternoon while we're there. And as we're walking up to the front door, we hear the dog barking, but that's not unusual to hear, like, my dog barks if there's somebody walks up, whatever. Well, Ben and I are the first ones at the door, and we see Kip, is the name of the dog, through the window, and he's barking. But when Ben's aunt opens the door,
hi, Kip.
Kip runs out, and we're like, oh my God, Kip, hi.
So cute. Oh,
you know, like, it's a brand new cat. It's like tiny little terrier mix, you know? Now he's barking, but we don't know it. We don't think it. The dog lunges at Ben. I am not kidding. Sorry. It happened so fast.
Was he bent over or something?
Ben, he was kind of like, like how you would approach a dog, you'd be like, oh,
put your hand out, like,
you know,
smell your whatever. Yeah.
Like, oh, hey. But the dog just came out of the door running.
Yeah.
And when I say that dog bites happen in 2 seconds, I didn't even process that it was biting Ben as much as it was biting him until I saw blood gushing from different parts of his body.
Oh, my God.
His hand, his arms, his legs.
No.
And then
What in the world?
I don't know. The dog, like, took a break, and then in that half second, and then came over and, like, did something. I don't even know what, but some tooth went down my leg.
Jeez.
And so I have a bruise going down my leg. And he has, like, puncture wounds on his hands and his arms and his legs.
At this
and
point,
there's blood gushing.
Were you thinking when the dog took a break, maybe you should grab it and put it back?
No, I mean, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
And then the aunt was able to, and our kids, thank God,
we're
standing behind
them?
Us.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that happened, because normally they'll go walk up first, like, so we'll trail them or whatever.
You have to go grab everything, or, like, all right, let's go. And
did you bring your dog? You
no.
walk it? Okay, so maybe he had the scent of your dog, which
or
is still not
a bad dog.
Maybe
they're bad dogs,
or that it also just, like, it's a rescue, so she's
a little
we're
crazy.
Trying to make sense of it, you know, like, we're trying to make maybe the dog was abused at some point,
maybe.
We don't know. And Ben is 6'3", you know, so here's and she,
like, menacing, maybe.
She doesn't.
He's not menacing, but I mean, doesn't know.
Doesn't know.
It's like, you know, when anything attacks, it's doing it to protect themselves.
Yes. And then also lives with Ben's aunt, who doesn't have a husband who's in the house anymore. You know what I mean? Or never knew that there was a man that lived in the house. So it's just like, I don't know.
What a sexist dog.
Bizarre. It was so bizarre.
Was the dog ever aggressive before this? Did the aunt ever say, it was run after?
They all say that, though.
Yeah,
your dog bites somebody. They've never done that before.
And she was in shock. I mean, the aunt was just like, we haven't seen her in a while, you know, and it was, come on in, see my new house.
It's
she was
like
so
a
excited.
Weird,
yes.
Star.
And then all of a sudden, we're cleaning blood off the sidewalk.
Oh, God.
You know, it was.
That's an awkward meet.
Yes.
Or remeet.
Blood off the sidewalk. I'm glad you concentrated on that first. But
no,
how was Ben? Your husband.
We did. We got him all patched up. But it took quite a while.
So it's a little dog.
Bleeding.
You just one of those little ones, right?
So,
I mean, it wasn't like a big dog that had, like, ripping skin off. It was just was the teeth little puncture wounds or big teeth?
I mean, the little tiny teeth. But
yeah, snakes have tiny teeth.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
have thin
teeth.
That's a good. Did it hurt Ben, or it was like, get off me?
At first, no. The shock of it all is, I think, the worst part. You know, obviously the blood everywhere is too, but the shock of, like, what just happened?
Right, yeah.
And then you're standing there, and then you have blood literally dripping off, I mean, so much.
Down
that
his
it's
arms.
Like dripping and onto the sidewalk,
oh my
you know?
Gosh.
And then off your legs, and you're like, where did it happen? We were all just
happened so fast.
Stunned.
Did your aunt have a doorbell cam?
I don't know.
You should
ask.
So we can see the attack of Ben.
I should ask.
We can go viral.
Did have to ask if the dog was up to date because eventually I called my mom, who's a nurse, and she like lost her mind. She was like, what about is the dog up to date on the shots? So you need to get an antibiotic. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, all these
right.
things.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, like Ben didn't do any of.
Really?
He did he did not. We put on antibiotic. We carry antibiotic cream with us. So if he needs, like the kids fall down and scrape themselves, we have a whole first aid kit. So, but, and she had Band-Aids. So we had all of that. But it's like.
He has 50 Band-Aids.
Yeah, he did. We had to use so many. We had to use so many because we didn't have like the big patch ones, you know? Yeah.
What, did you go into the was a piranha?
Yeah, no, it's a small dog.
And we had to keep replacing them because it kept bleeding through.
Oh my God. And the worst part is, did you go into any hot tub, pool, or beach? Because you know how you get around water, there's always Band-Aids everywhere.
Yeah, it was just freaking
gross. Always Band-Aids, but also, you guys, I don't know if this is the same for you, but if you have ever shaved your legs and then gone into the ocean that day, it stings like
salt.
You would not believe.
Oh, okay.
You
know? Okay, because your pores are all open?
Yes. And so I was like, Ben, how's it? He's like, I can't even put my hand. I can't put my hand anywhere near the water. And you do your, like where it was, where he was bitten. Now look, I also rely on him to do a lot of the heavy lifting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like suitcases, beach umbrellas or whatever it is that we've got. And he's, you know, he's like our pack mule. He just is.
Oh, yeah. Dude is.
Yeah. And so it was a very, very inconvenient.
I think if he did go in the water, although it does hurt, I think eventually it doesn't hurt and actually can wash out the bites.
Yes. Well, that was one of the best things is that it could be very healing for him. However, it burned and he was very reluctant to put his hands anywhere.
Just keep going out there, Ben.
And then the blood's in the water and a shark comes and bites his arm off.